Attention, freelancers and solopreneurs. You are tuning into The Remote CEO, a show that will help you scale your business, become the authority in your market, grow into a better leader, and create your remote empire. And now, your host, acclaimed business coach and entrepreneur, Deniero B.
What's going on, guys? Deniero B here with another episode of the Remote CEO Show. Today, it is an automation day. We're going to talk about why automation is the secret weapon to your business, but really to any business that wants to grow. Anyone that wants to go from solopreneur and freelancer status to CEO of a business, hire a team, you can't do that just in one step. You have to take the necessary steps from going from freelancer to CEO. And the middle step is to finding all the automation tools and automation practices to help you streamline the work. Now, why is this important to begin with? Let's talk about my early days when I was doing a lot of content creation on my own and I didn't really have a process that I was following. First off, I would sit down and write a blog. But before actually I started writing a blog, I would spend about 90 minutes to about 2 hours finding the right keywords and finding the right topics that I could write about. So let's say on a conservative side, just 1 hour keyword research, okay? Then I would spend about 2 to 3 hours writing 1,000 to 1,500 words. I needed to really come up with good content, was shareable, was interesting, and provided value. So 3 hours plus 1 hour, it's already 4 hours. Once the blog post was written, I needed to proofread that content to make sure that it made sense, that it flowed, and that there were not huge grammar mistakes that I wasn't aware of, basically. That would take about another hour, so now we're about 5 hours. After that, I needed to take that link or that content rather and write it on, paste it on my website, make sure that it looked good, make sure that all the links were working, that the link to my podcast was working, that it looked good both on desktop as well as on mobile devices. That took about another 30 minutes to an hour. Let's keep conservative here and say 30 minutes. We're at 5 hours and 30 minutes. After that, I needed to take the link of my blog post and post it on other forums, on other websites so that I could get inbound traffic on all my social media accounts. I remember being on my phone, on my tablet, and on my desktop computer all at the same time. It looked like I was trying to operate some sort of like spaceship, but all I was doing was simply posting my links on all these different blogs and platforms. And at the end of the day, I would spend about 7 to 8 hours on one blog post alone. And guess what happened? If the blog post went somewhat viral, which some of them did, I got 600,000 to 1 million views, which is awesome. My podcast grew. But for the vast majority of the content that I had created, it stayed stagnant. It didn't go anywhere. So I'd spend a full day working on a piece of content and only a couple of hundred people had a look at it. So things had to change. I needed to find a better way to create content, but also to save time and make sure that this was a scalable project. I didn't really have the money right away to hire people to do all this work for me. So that's when I decided to automate the process with software, but not only software, also finding ways to condense the amount of focused work that I needed to do in a smaller amount of time, maybe on one day only, and create and dish out as much work as possible. So the first thing that I want you to look at is your calendar. Chances are you are spreading a lot of these very focused tasks across your entire Monday to Friday calendar, maybe on weekends too. And it's okay if you have to go to work, if you have a 9-to-5 job to do that because, you know, you gotta go to work anyway, so you might as well just work throughout the week. But if you are your own boss and you're trying to scale your business and you work from home, you don't have those constraints. So stop spreading out your work across the week. Pick 1 to 2 days where you're going to do the bulk of the focused work that you need to dish out for the week. So what I would do is schedule all the content creation on Mondays, and the one that I couldn't finish on Monday, I would do on Tuesday morning. So by Tuesday afternoon after lunch, I was done, completely done with my content creation. So I had this as a hard task on my schedule, on my calendar, both on paper, on my agenda, on my planner, as well as on my iCloud calendar, on my phone and on my MacBook. So you already see here, it's not necessarily the software that does the work, but the software tells me when to do the work, and that really helps me because it gives me that peace of mind of knowing that I can do whatever I need until my phone goes off and it's go time. So once I have that in my calendar, I start with writing my blog posts, and I do the same process, very similar process, but there's a huge, huge difference here. Instead of just writing one blog post, I would take that one blog post, 1,000 words, 1,500 words, and then take out six different things that I could use in the future from that blog post. So I'm talking about micro blogs that I could use on LinkedIn, on Instagram, on Facebook, and so on. So 1,500 words, I could take 100 words from here, 150 words from there, 200 words from there, and so on, and you get the point. Six different micro posts that I could turn into infographics, into quotes, or into small videos. Now, you get the idea here. Now I have one blog post that's going out today, and now I have six pieces of content that I can use in the next month. Now, repeat this process every Monday, right? I write a blog post on Monday, and then I make six pieces of content. They're not going out all the time, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. They will go out throughout the month, but then week after, I'm gonna write a blog post about a completely different topic. And that topic also is gonna be about 1,500 words, and I will start taking out micro blogs from that bigger blog post that I will use in the future. As you can see, once you do this for 4 or 5 weeks, you're going to start having so much different content than you can post in the future without even having to make it really, because you're simply taking it out from the main blog post and repurposing for other things. So in order for me to schedule those posts, I use Buffer. So this is not the only tool, and I am not getting paid by Buffer to talk about it, but it's a great tool and integrates with most of the platforms out there. So by all means, go and check it out on your own. And if you like it, there is a freemium. If you really want to get the paid version, it has quite a few features that could be useful down the road, but you don't really need to start with it right away, with the paid version right away. Another thing that I think is very, very important is to create video and audio content. Video and audio content is absolutely important nowadays because people consume content several different ways. So what I would suggest you do, you take those micro blog posts that we just talked about that you made from the bigger piece of content, and you talk about it. You talk about it, you record yourself talking about those little points. You can do the usual four things that, or four secrets that will, and so on and so forth. So you make this content very, very easy to digest. People can read it in an infographic, they can listen to it, a 5-10 minute podcast, or watch the full video on YouTube or an IGTV. So as you can see, you can automate a lot of this process, and there's software out there like repurpose.io that will actually help you to create videos that fit any type of screen, for IGTV, for LinkedIn, for Facebook, so on and so forth. And really, some people even ask me, Daniel, how much does it cost to hire someone to transcribe your videos? And the answer is $0. Now, I'm not talking about transcriptions, you know, going from video to actual blog post, but I'm talking about having captions at the bottom of video. Upload the video to Facebook, and once you upload it to Facebook, the closed captioning comes up, and you can use that with Repurpose, and you will have captions on all your videos on all the other platforms with Repurpose. So I hope this short video really showed you how you can go from an 8-hour day where you wrote one blog post to a 7 to 8-hour day where you actually created a whole array of videos and audio clips and anything else that will help your business grow. So this is just one part of the automation that I generally do with my business. If you want to know more, please go to my website, denirob.com, sign up for the email list, and I will help you automate your business so that you can go from solopreneur to CEO of your remote business. Until next time.